We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Championship Saturday, girls state basketball tournament. Two to go, Benilde St. Margaret's and Stuartville at 6 for the 3A title later. It'll be Hopkins against St. Michael Albertville, the number one and the number two seed going at it. Speaking of championship games, Big Ten hockey championship game at 3M Arena at Mariucci, Minnesota and Michigan. For all the marbles at 7 o'clock, and Jess Myers from The Rink Live joins us. Jess, good to visit with you. Big game tonight, Minneapolis.
I'm not quite at The Rink Live yet, Steve, but I'm on my way. And, you know, I'm thinking back to a year ago. It was these two teams for the Big Ten title as well on a Saturday. It was sunny. There were fans tailgating outside. It was a sold-out crowd, and it was a year ago, kind of a revelation to say, hey, Gopher hockey is back in the eyes of a lot of fans. Well, this year it's kind of fun because it's kind of become the exception or the expectation again that, you know, the game was sold out on Monday, that Michigan's coming to town. They're going to bring some fans, but it was a tough ticket for out-of-town fans to get. And it's going to be a raucous atmosphere in there. Talking to players this week, I mean, this is why you come to college hockey at nights like this. To have the band playing and a loud crowd, and this should be a lot of fun between two good hockey teams.
Yeah, and I think to prove things are back, veteran Star Tribune columnist Patrick Royce, he did a piece on that. So, you know, if Patrick's on board, wow, Golden Gopher hockey has made it.
You know, Patrick's a friend of mine, and I joke with him all the time that if Patrick has rediscovered hockey, then it's truly back, I guess, right?
Yeah, when I saw that piece, I'm like, whoa, they are indeed back. Should be a fun night, and there's plenty of college hockey in St. Paul as well. And our producer, Josh Wheeler, reminded me several times today that his Huskies are playing for the NCHC postseason title tonight.
The Huskies have a chance. You know, you love the Cinderellas. You love the upsets at this time of year, be it basketball or hockey or whatever. And there's a great Cinderella story going on in the NCHC. The seventh seed, Colorado College, not only upset Western Michigan to get to St. Paul, but yesterday they shut out Denver to get to the championship game. Just a fun story about a program that, you know, really was strong under Don Lucia and in the 2000s was a very strong program, has fallen off lately, but is kind of rebuilding under a young coach. Well, the Huskies get a chance to ruin all of that tonight by winning in St. Paul. You know, they're expecting a good crowd there as well. St. Cloud State came from behind to beat North Dakota last night. Now, you wouldn't think much of St. Cloud and North Dakota playing in the NCHC tournament, but this North Dakota team was a lower seed coming in. They didn't have a great regular season. They had gone on a run, and as you know, Steve, when North Dakota shows up anywhere, be it St. Paul or a regional or the Frozen Four, there's an army of green that follows them because they've got one of the better, more active, more fun fan bases in college hockey. Well, you bring that green team to St. Paul on St. Patrick's Day, and you know you're going to have some kind of home ice advantage. So kudos to the Huskies, putting all of that aside, finding a way to win the game last night.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, with a St. Cloud victory tonight, Minnesota, St. Cloud in Fargo in an NCAA regional?
It's looking very likely that that will be the case. The brackets come out tomorrow night. I think it's 5 or 5:30. It'll be on ESPN. And it's looking very likely that the bracket in Fargo, the four teams heading to Fargo, will be St. Cloud State versus Ohio State in the lower seeded game. And the Gophers is the number one overall seed. And they will get either Canisius or Holy Cross, which will be the 16th seed. Now, if you're a Gopher fan, you may have just shuddered because I said those two words, Holy Cross. Yeah. You know, for students of history, they'll recall the Gophers were the number 2 overall seed. In 2006, they had to go to Grand Forks, North Dakota. They got a Holy Cross in the first round, and one of the legendary upsets in college hockey history, that Holy Cross team knocked off a Gopher team that was absolutely loaded with the likes of Phil Kessel and Blake Leeler and Danny Ehrman, and just a very, very good team. So we may be doing it all again. We may get to see Holy Cross in a game played in North Dakota. How much fun would that be?
Well, it would be fun. And to bring up Patrick one more time, he has used that Holy Cross moment to agitate Golden Gopher hockey fans over the years. So there's
wait
that.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Patrick Roche tried to get under somebody's skin? I find that hard to imagine, Steve.
Yeah. Great stuff. Now, we got to bring up other things college hockey. Frozen Four Amsoil Arena in Duluth. Ohio State on to the championship game. A pretty impressive performance. And then Wisconsin and Minnesota renew their rivalry, and the Badgers prevail in overtime.
Oh, and you talk about a heartbreaker. I wrote about this last night. Taylor Heise, who came back for her fifth year, she won the Patty Kazmaier last year as a top player in college hockey. Great, great athlete out of Lake City, you know, and there's no hockey in Lake City. So her parents drove her to Red Wing every day to play youth hockey, play high school hockey. She was Ms. Hockey there. She was the number one player in the world last summer at the World Championships. She came back for a fifth year of the Gophers. They start this game against Wisconsin last night up in Duluth. I was there. It was a good crowd on hand. A lot of Wisconsin fans. A lot of Gopher fans made the trip up there. Heise scores right away. And I'm looking up her stats, and I just happened to notice, oh, by the way, it's also her 23rd birthday yesterday. So
Wow. It
seemed like just this fantastic Cinderella story kind of thing, you know, where on her birthday she leads the team to victory. Well, she took that team upon her shoulders. They fell down in the third period. They were down 2-1. They come back, they rally to tie it with the goalie pulled. I mean, just every bit of drama you would want. And Wisconsin winds up prevailing in overtime. It's just a complete heartbreaker for Gopher fans. But, hey, you can never count this Wisconsin team out. They've been good for a decade, and things don't change. They get great players from all over the country to come play for Mark Johnson. And so they will play Wisconsin against Ohio State for the title. That's 3 o'clock tomorrow up at Amsoil Arena in Duluth.
Are you going to make the trip back to the Twin Ports for that?
I'm hopping in the car tomorrow. I was up there yesterday. I'm back in the Twin Cities today. I'm heading back to Duluth tomorrow. So let's say a few prayers for good weather, can we?
Well, yeah, it should be all right. And hopefully the Rink Live pays mileage.
Yeah, well, they actually got me a rental car, which is nice.
Oh,
and it's nice
yeah,
up putting
nice.
The miles on my own car. And then, of course, you know, Wednesday I'll be back in the car going to Fargo for a regional. So a lot of miles in March, but you just got to get used to that. It's the season, and once the Frozen Four is over, hopefully you get a little bit of rest sometime in April. Although I have a feeling with this Gopher men's team that as soon as the Frozen Four is done, if they are in it, I'm going to be writing a few stories about guys signing pro contracts because there are a few guys on this roster who I don't think there's any secret could jump right into NHL rosters right now.
Yeah. Well, Jess, we certainly do enjoy the time. And speaking of the NHL, the Big Bad Bruins come to town, beat the Wild 5-2 today. Not any shame in that. Get this. I want to throw this out there real quick, hockey fans.
Sure.
The Bruins now 52-11-5. 109 points. No one else in the league has 100. Carolina has 96. They're creeping up on it. Vegas has 90, the top point total in the West. But get this. Their goal differential, 106. Next highest, Carolina at 51. That is ridiculous. The Bruins having a season for the ages.
So you know the way the NHL works, right, Steve? They're going to bow out in the first round. They're going to get upset by, you know, a Columbus or somebody like that in the first round. That just seems to be the way of the world in the NHL. The last thing anybody wants to do is win the President's Trophy, you know, that goes to the regular season champion, because it seems like that team is doomed every year.
Yeah, it is amazing. I brought that up with Josh a little bit earlier. Tampa Bay comes to mind. You know, a handful of years ago when they had that ridiculous regular season and went out in the first round. But the Bruins, by the way, the Wild to have a matinee tomorrow, and they'll get the Capitals in St. Paul at 1 o'clock. So a huge hockey weekend here in the state of Minnesota. Jez, good to visit with you. Safe travels as you bounce around the Midwest covering games. and we always appreciate the time.
Always enjoy talking hockey. Have a great weekend, Steve.
All right, there is Jess Myers from the Rink Live. He'll be at 3M Arena at Mariucci. So there's college hockey in Minneapolis, Big Ten title game. NCHC settles their title tonight in St. Paul. Women's Frozen Four tomorrow in Duluth. Wow. It is 5:17. We'll come back. NCAA tournament scoreboard. We'll talk a little boys' hoops. The pairings are set for the state tournament starting next Tuesday. That is all on the way. Then the Timberwolves and the Raptors. Pregame show with Cal at 5:30 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins fall in the Grapefruit League to the Pirates 7-4 earlier. Twins and Braves tomorrow. Kenta Maeda on the mound. Don't forget the Huddle Dave Schwartz, Pete Najarian, between 10 and noon here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Timberwolves on the radio tonight. They'll be at Toronto. Anthony Edwards out, sprained his ankle in that 2 overtime loss to the Bulls last night. Much more on the Ant injury as we count it down to that game in Toronto. Cal Soderquist moments away at 5:30. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play. Got a tidbit on our text line, the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. The NCAA Men's Wheelchair Basketball Championship just concluded. Alabama beat Arizona, and a local kid, Grady Gordon from St. Louis Park, is a senior on the Alabama squad. So there it is, a national wheelchair championship. Alabama beat Arizona in that, and once again, Grady Gordon from St. Louis Park, a senior on that Alabama team. That certainly a great story. Speaking of the men's NCAA basketball tournament, games today. Number 1, Kansas leading Arkansas, 35-27 at the half. Underway, number 15, Princeton leading number 7, Missouri, 15-11. Some finals. It was number 4, Tennessee over number 5, Duke, 65-52. And number 5, San Diego State beat number 13, Furman, 75-52. Women's tournament today. Let's see if we can squeeze in some finals from that, and then we'll get some boys' hoops. The pairings are out for 4A, 3A, 2A. There was a 1A section championship game today, so that bracket isn't set in 1A. In the women's tournament, finals from earlier, UConn rolled over Vermont 95-52. Number 3, Ohio State beat James Madison 80-66. Number 12, Toledo upset number 5, Iowa State 80-73. Number 12, Florida Gulf Coast beat Washington State 74-63. Number 4, Tennessee beat St. Louis 95-50. A number 1 seed, Indiana, rolls over Tennessee Tech 77-47. How about this? Number 9, Miami beat number 8, Oklahoma State 62-61 in the women's tournament. And West Virginia coach Dawn Plitzewhite was hired. She had spent a long time at South Dakota, 1 year at West Virginia. She'll be announced as the new Golden Gopher women's basketball coach on Monday. All right, let's get over to the boys' state tournament. Pairings are set for the boys' state tournament, and it starts on Tuesday at Target Center, 10 a.m. in Minneapolis. The number 1 seed knows Surprise Park Center. For the second year in a row, we'll take on Conference Foe Andover at 10 a.m. Andover had a great season. They go in to the random draw and end up with the Pirates again. I can't believe this system has number 1 conference teams playing each other in that random draw system. Just seed the tournament, particularly among the big schools. But here you have Park Center and Andover, two outstanding teams. And oh, by the way, Park Center is a defending champ. Andover is a defending consolation champ. Those teams combined to go 5-1 in the state tournament a year ago and meet again in the first round. Doesn't make any sense to me. At noon, a number 4 Minnetonka, number 5 Eastview, and then at 2, number 2 Lakeville North against Buffalo, a random draw. And then at 4, number 3 Wayzata gets White Bear Lake, the other random draw. And that is in the 4A tournament starting at Target Center on Tuesday. The 3A tournament, will be at Williams Arena at 10 a.m. Number one, Totino Grace, the defending state champ, takes on St. Francis. Number four, Mankato East against Alexandria area at noon. In the 2 o'clock game, number 2, Orono against Hermantown. They've had a lot of winter teams in state tournaments. And number 3, De La Salle against Stuartville at 4 o'clock. The Stuartville girls made the state tournament as well. And the 2A bracket is set. And let's see if we have time to squeeze that in real quick. The number 1 seed, Holy Family, get Eden Valley Watkins at 6 p.m. at Target Center on Tuesday night. Number 5, Minnehaha Academy against Maple River at 8 o'clock at Target Center. Over at the U at 6, Pequot Lakes against number 2, Albany. And then it's Plainview Elgin Millville, the number 3 against Dilworth Glendon Felton in the nightcap at the barn. We've got a run. We have the Timberwolves coming up next. Big thanks to all our guests. Big thanks to producer Josh Wheeler. Timberwolves and Raptors from Toronto coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.